Hi. Hello.
Yes, hi there, Sam. It's me again, Junmar from the Debrief and Health. So I think your supervisor just hang up to me.
Yeah, give me some seven.
Can you please connect me to your supervisor, Hannah?
I am transferring to the concerned person.
Hi there, this is Junmar from Debrief and Health. May I know whom I'm speaking to?
Yeah, my name is Hannah.
Alright, are you the one that we've actually talked earlier?
Just one second. You, what's your good name?
Junmar.
Oh yeah, we already, are you calling from the Bremen Health, right? And we are, we already
correct.
Talk about the authorization.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
And I just wanted to give an update for this one here, Anna, since I've actually talked to Evie Kaur just earlier, before our call here, and I've actually confirmed it to them. And also they've checked this claim here as well as the codes, and for this one it really requires a prior authorization with these two codes here. So my other colleague misinformed you guys about this one out, and also just to let you know here, Hannah, that Evicor told me that you guys submitted an authorization but was got denied, or and also you try to retroact the authorization, but it does not require the criteria here.
Do we take a retro auth? Because I'm seeing that the date of service is too old. It's 2/27/2025.
That is correct. And what they told me for this one, it really requires a prior authorization for this.
Okay.
So since this was denied correctly here, Hannah, what I can advise you is to just to file an appeal for this.
Okay. With the odd number.
And write a letter of reconsideration for this one.
With the odd number.
For the authorization number here, I don't have any authorization number.
Yeah, you are right,
and
but you are telling me like you can submit an appeal, but without authorization, how we can submit an appeal? If we submit an appeal without the authorization number, it will be denied.
That is correct. But for this one here, Hannah, if you want to, before filing an appeal here, try to talk again with a before. For a peer-to-peer talk. Maybe they can reconsider the for the retro app for the authorization here. But they told me also earlier that you just have to call them for a peer-to-peer talk.
Yeah, because they told us like for the CSP, MBB, there is no auth required. So, we did not take any kind of the authorization for these two CPT codes.
That's why you withdraw the authorization on Evicor?
No, actually we didn't get it. As per the CSP MBB plan, we do not we did not get any kind of the authorization. Take authorization.
Yes, because upon checking to every four here, they told me that actually on this provider here, they actually requested an authorization but got withdrawn. That's why the authorization was not processed.
Okay. Okay, no problem. Thank you so much for help and support. And can you please provide me again the call reference number?
Yes, the call reference number will still be the same I provided you earlier.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Thank you so much for help and support, and we really appreciate your work.
Okay, you too here. Have a great day and happy weekend.
Have a great day to you. Bye-bye. Take care. Thank you.